I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Do you remember that scene from Star Wars where Rey, this is Star Wars The Last Jedi, where Rey goes back to get Luke to come and help them, help the Resistance basically fight. And so there's Rey and Luke in this cave, and Luke says, "Why did they send you? Like, what's special about you?" And then the interesting thing is the emphasis on that statement. It's like, you know, "Why are you here?" he says. And then she says, "Well, the Resistance sent me." And he says, "No, but why are you here?" And that's exactly what I want to talk to you guys about today, which is if you're going to be working with one of your with your clients, why should they choose you instead of somebody else? Like, what's special about you? Like, what do you have to offer that other cheaper alternatives are not bringing to the table? And so so that's what we're going to be going over today. And to kind of dive into it, you know, I oftentimes will talk to people about this sort of stuff, and there's usually like four common answers that I get from, you know, that I almost always get from when I ask, you know, why, you know, what is it, how do you justify the price of your work? Like, why is working with you different from, you know, working with one of the cheaper alternatives, whether it's, you know, going on to Upwork or Fiverr or hiring somebody overseas or whatever? What is it that you're bringing to the table that other people are not? Like, what is it that makes you more valuable so that you can justify doubling or tripling your rates? And then I get these four answers. And so I want to go through each of these four answers that tend to come back, and then and kind of dive into each one of them and sort of open up the reason why those answers tend not to actually be very powerful answers. And then on top of that, what we're going to be doing is well, what is a better answer? Like, what should you actually be saying? Like, what is the actual reason why, you know, people should be working with you instead of somebody else? Because here's the thing, the common wisdom, like the common approach out there that so many people are telling WordPress developers these days is just raise your rates. If you just raise your rates, then everything will be fine because, you know, This race to the bottom, if you just charge more, that's what you really need to do. And what I'm here to tell you is, yes, you absolutely need to be charging more, and you absolutely should be doubling or tripling or maybe even quadrupling your current rates, but you can't just raise your prices without changing your offer, because people are going to say, wait a minute, why are you charging three or four times what I could be charging or what I could be getting, you know, my website for from somebody else? Or maybe it's that maybe they heard what the price is from one of their friends' websites or whatever. And so they're expecting this lower price, and you're coming up with something double, triple, quadruple what they're expecting. And then you have to justify the price. So that's the real question. So why should somebody be working with you? And this is it. So here are the four common answers that I tend to get to that question. The first one is, you know, people almost right off the bat, what they'll say is, "I care about my clients. I really care about doing a great job, and I try to do my best." And you know, not a lot of people do that. I really care about my clients, and so my answer to that is like, what does that mean? What does it mean that you care about your clients? Because there's a lot of people out there who aren't trying to actively do something bad. They're legitimately trying to do their best work. But here's the thing. The vast majority of people that I talk to do not structure their business in a way that gives them the opportunity to do their best work. And here's what I mean by that. You know, as soon as I start talking to somebody and I say, you know, why should somebody work with you? Why is it, you know, what do you have that other people don't have? Like, what is it about working with you that's better than going on to Upwork or Fiverr or whatever the other cheaper alternatives may be? What is it about you? And then when they come back and say, "I do my best work," but here's the thing. You can't do your best work if you're not setting yourself up, if you don't have the business structure that's going to allow you to do your best work. And so here's what that means. If you're trying to find clients all the time, you're just racing through all, trying to get as many clients as you can, and then, you know, building websites as fast as you can so that you can get to the next client so that you can increase your revenue, then that's not actually doing your best work. And the reason you have to do it is because most people I talk to don't structure their business in a way that enables them to continue working with their clients after they launch the website. And that's really where your best work comes into play, because anybody can put a website on the internet. Anybody can do that, but not very many people are able to drive results because of the website. And most of the time, the problem is nobody is there to do anything with the website after it launches. And so if you're in the business of building these websites and then launching them and then moving on to the next client, what's your client supposed to do? You know, and a lot of times people think, well, you know, I've shown them how to blog. I've shown them how to use their website. I gave them a tutorial. But here's the thing. Your clients don't know how to do any of those types of things. And the bigger problem is they don't actually care to learn how, because they're so busy doing the other things for their business. And so even though you might have, like, you know, like in your heart or whatever, you really want to be doing your best work, a lot of times people are kind of, you know, they're basically setting themselves up to fail. And not only that, but they're setting their clients up to fail as well, because their business structure is not in a position that permits them to continue working with their clients on an ongoing basis. And so when we talk about that, they say, oh yeah, but I've tried to set up monthly retainers. I've tried to set up, you know, prepay for 5 or 10 or hours or whatever per month of my time, and clients just won't buy that. And that's true. Clients generally don't buy that. But the issue is, doing anything, if nobody's doing anything after you launch the site, you're not actually able to do your best work. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is, I do better work than the low budget developers. And so that's a little bit different from the first answer. The first answer is people should work with me because I'm so committed to doing a great job. The reason number two is people should work with me because I do a better job than other cheaper alternatives. But what does better actually mean? And that's really an important point. What does better mean? Like, better to, like, you and me, like people that do technical things, like I can look at one website and be like, ooh, you know, they've got some malformed code in there. You know, they've got some JavaScript errors, or, you know, the page doesn't load properly on mobile devices, or, you know, whatever the issues may be. Like, you and I can look at a website and be like, oh yeah, they got a bunch of technical problems. I can do better than that. I can get my site to load twice as fast. Instead of 4 seconds, it'll load in 2 or 3 seconds or whatever. So, you know, we're getting 50% faster page load speeds, and, you know, no JavaScript errors or whatever it might be, whatever the issues are. You know, I've got actual, you know, title tags and descriptions, and, you know, everything's SEO friendly and whatever. But can the client discern that? Can the client discern that? That's the real issue. Is the client able to tell that your site actually is better than a cheaper alternative? The way that this tends to come to play is most of the time you launch the site, like we were just talking about with thing number one, I want to do a good job, but people don't set themselves up with the business structure that affords them the opportunity to stay and work with their clients. Well, this second one is the same sort of a thing. So is it better for your client to spend $5,000 for a really nice, fast-loading, SEO-friendly website that sits on the internet with no traffic and gets no leads and has no results? Or is it better for them to spend $500 and get the same 5-page website with the contact form? Maybe it loads in 4 seconds instead of 3 seconds, but it still sits there on the internet with very little traffic and not really generating a lot of leads, or whatever the outcome is for the website. It's not doing anything because nobody's there driving it. Nobody's putting the fuel in the tank month to month. And consequently, it's just sitting on the corner of the internet, and it doesn't really serve much of a purpose other than to be a link for sticking on your business card or something like that. And so what's better? Is it better to spend $500 for that, or is it better to spend $5,000 for that? And of course, if you ask me, if I was the business owner, I would say, hey, it's a lot better to spend $500 for a website that doesn't do anything than it is to spend $5,000 for a website that doesn't do anything, even though the technical implementation of the $5,000 website is dramatically better than the $500 website. The outcome is virtually the same. And again, that kind of falls back to reason number one. The reason the outcome is the same is because nobody's doing anything. And so if you ask me what better means in that context is, if you're going to have a low budget website, have a low ticket price on it. And that's the issue. So that's the thing. So you know, can your client tell the difference? And is there actually a difference? So that's thing number two. So thing number three is, you know, people say, well, you know, people should work with me because I have years of experience that other people don't have. You know, I've been doing this for 5 years or 7 years or for 10 years or whatever the number of years is. And that's a lot bigger and better than somebody who's just started and hasn't really done a whole lot yet. And therefore, you know, people should work with me because I have all this experience that can really help, you know, help other businesses get off the ground. And so what I have to say about that is, like, what I would encourage you to think about is, how are you showing your clients the value of your experience? How is that coming to play for them? And what are you doing differently than other people would be doing because of your experience? So yes, it's true that you have 10 years of experience, for example, whatever, and somebody else who's on Fiverr, maybe they just got started and they're newbies or whatever, and they don't have that experience. But what does that mean? Like, how does that play out? Like, what does your client get that they otherwise wouldn't get if you did not have that experience? And what I found to be the case is, most of the time, people that have more experience are able to work faster. Now, generally speaking, they can do, they know more things. They don't have to look up as much stuff. They can really get from point A to point B in a more efficient manner. And therefore, they're able to work faster. And that's great, right? That's great. But what it tends to mean is, because they can work faster, they can justify charging a higher hourly rate. And so it's good for them, because now, you know, if you can work faster and charge a higher hourly rate because of it, then you can, you know, basically cram your day with more valuable time. You know, you got higher hourly rates, more billable hours, and now you're growing your income, right? So that's good for you. But what does it mean for the client? That's the point, right? You know, why should somebody work with you? The whole premise of what we're talking about right now is, why should your client choose you over cheaper alternatives? And if it comes down to the case that your hours and years of experience means that you can work faster, so you charge more, that's actually the same end result as someone working slower and charging less. And so a lot of times the way that it all plays out at the end of the day, from people that have these years of experience compared to the ones who don't, it doesn't actually have a meaningful impact on the businesses that they're working with, on the clients that they're working with. And that's like a big problem, right? And so that's an issue. So if you're trying to answer the question of, why should I pay more to work with you than to somebody else, and you're saying it's because of my experience, but the experience doesn't actually mean anything in terms of the outcomes of what you're delivering, then that's a pretty weak answer to that question. And then the fourth one is, they can meet face-to-face. Like, people should work with me instead of someone else because I can go and we can have face-to-face meetings. We can, you know, I'm in the same time zone. I'm very responsive, right? I reply to emails and phone calls, and all of that is great. And yes, that is true. Like, you definitely want to be easy to connect with and approachable and all of that. But here's the thing. Is it really worth the difference between, you know, a $500 website and a $5,000 website because you can meet face-to-face? How often are you actually even meeting face-to-face versus a phone call or versus a video chat or something like this or whatever, where maybe you can do a FaceTime or a Zoom conference or whatever? How important is the face-to-face aspect of it? Yeah, it's nice to be able to kind of, you know, be in touch, but is it really, you know, worth doubling the price because you're face to face? Like, and again, the point is, what is the outcome for your client because you're working face to face? And then here's the other thing. When you finally do get together face to face, what are you doing in the meetings? Are you just showing up and waiting for people to tell you what to do? Or are you showing up to lead your clients into a level of success that's greater than they would be able to achieve on their own? And that's a really fundamentally different point, right? Because a lot of times the default approach for WordPress developers is they will show up and want to do a really good job, right? Like the first thing we talked about, like, I really care about my clients and I want to do my best work. And so they show up like really eager to listen to what the client wants, or they're reading a request for proposal, whether that be sent to them through email or on Upwork or Fiverr or whatever. And they're trying to answer the questions in the proposal and provide as much detail as they can. And basically just say, yes, I can do all of the things that you've asked, and I can do it really well, and you can trust me that I can pull all of this off. But That's a very different thing from actually taking your expertise, hey, high five, boop, and leading your clients into the success that they couldn't get if it wasn't for you. Because here's the thing. What happens, let's just suppose that that somebody decided to, you know, pluck you out of the equation and plop somebody else in. And the question that you need to ask yourself is, could your client really tell the difference? What's the difference between working with you and if you could just like temporarily erase yourself and insert one of your competitors or one of the cheaper alternatives, whatever it might be? Could they detect a difference? Could they tell that they're working with someone different? And most of the time, the answer tends to be no, because there are a lot of people that can say yes to a technical to-do list. There's a lot of people that can do that. There's very few people that can actually organize the years of experience that they have, or even if you don't have any experience, that doesn't really even matter, as long as you have the skills that it takes to generate the outcomes that your clients are looking for. And so if you can begin to introduce your clients to things they've never heard of, or things that are out of reach, that now are within reach because of you, or those types of things are the things that really differentiate you and set you apart. Because the common denominator, I say this all the time, the thing that's consistent across the low budget web design alternatives, and whether that is, you know, less expensive web designers or WordPress developers, or whether it's, trying to like outsource or like go into Fiverr or Upwork or something like that, or whether it's even just trying to build the site yourself on Wix, like a business owner just going and, you know, putting together a site themselves, the common denominator, the thing that's consistent across all of those other cheaper alternatives, is that the client themselves is entirely responsible for their own success. Like, if there's going to be any success, it's on them to pull it off. And that includes, you know, they write this proposal, they want you to do all these things, and then you show up and do them, but nobody tends to put a lot of effort or thought into whether or not doing those things actually matters. And so, sometimes it even shows up in the context of these like strategy sessions, right? Like, one of the things that everybody likes to talk about are strategy sessions or some kind of a discovery phase of what the client really needs. And what I'm suggesting is everyone's doing the same thing, and the outcome of those sessions is to get that technical to-do list so that you can then begin to say, yes, I can do this, yes, I can do this, yes, I can do this. And then your client will be happy because you can do all the things they're asking you to do. But that's not a high value offer. That's what everyone is doing, and they can get those same services for less and less. And it's getting worse and worse because there's so many more people that can do terrific jobs with those technical services. So when you have that service-driven approach to your business, it's kind of going downhill, and there's not going to be too much that turns it around. The way you fix it is you shift out of the service-driven mindset and go towards the results-driven approach, where your client doesn't actually, here's the thing, and I know, we all should know that the client doesn't really need or want the website because of the website. They want the results that come from having the website. And if you're able to show up in a way that draws them in because of the results that you're offering, that is a very different type of a thing than simply asking them to tell you what they want you to do and you just doing it. And so now we're getting kind of into what are the real answers? What's the powerful answer for why are you here, or what's special about you? And so it comes down to this. It says, what do you have that other people don't have? Like, what can you do? Like, how can you show up and lead your clients into things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to achieve unless it was for you? Because that other approach that we were just talking about, where you're just saying that you can do the things, you're showing up, you're waiting for your clients to tell you what to do, and then you're being accessible, you're able to be reached by phone, and you're trying your best and all of these other things, everybody else is doing that too. That's not really a differentiating thing. And so what vision can you bring to the project? What leadership can you bring to your client's business? What difference can you make in your client's business? Like, because they worked with you, can they tell a difference in their business? That's a different thing from, yes, I can hook up a MailChimp form to your website or whatever. that probably won't necessarily generate much of a difference unless people are actually signing up for the list. So all of that is to say, if your client could just swap you out with someone else who could do the things, or if you could just automate the entire thing and they could just say, I wish I had X, Y, and Z and Shazam, now all of those things are implemented. Are you able to do something better than that? Are you able to help them figure out what those X, Y, and Z things are? Are you able to drive results for the clients that you're working with? And more importantly than that, are you setting yourself up with a business structure that will enable you to be able to drive the results for the clients that you're working with? Do you have those monthly retainers in place? Because if you don't have a monthly retainer in place, you can't afford to constantly look at stats and reports and analyze things and do strategy sessions and call people up and monitor social media and do email stuff or whatever it might be that your client needs. You can't afford to be doing that unless you're getting paid for your time to do it. And nobody seems to be setting that type of a thing up in their business. Almost everybody's selling websites and moving on to the next client. That's what I call client hopping. And it's just not working anymore because the clients don't want to be hopped, right? They want someone who can actually help them have an impact on their business with the work that they're doing. If they wanted that cheap alternative, if they just wanted a website, then they could hire a cheaper person or even build it themselves for free. But they don't. They don't want that. They want the results. But if you show up simply offering the services, the clients are not going to be able to connect the dots between the services that you're offering and the results that they actually have in mind. And in order to bridge that gap, you have to shift from doing that service-driven marketing into results-driven marketing. And so if that sounds like something that you want to learn how to do and you feel like everything we've talked about today is right on track and you're seeing that when you go out, like even if it used to be the case that you were able to onboard new clients with I'll build you a website, I'll build you 5 pages, we'll do SEO, we'll do content marketing. If it used to be the case that those types of clients were coming in, but now they're not, well, that's the reason. The reason is so many more people are offering the same services, generating the same kind of results, meaning the 5-page websites on the internet, but they're not actually doing the business-oriented results that the client really needs. And so that's the big answer. So the normal answer, just to kind of recap where we went, the normal answers to these questions are, why should people work with you? I care about my clients and I always try to do my best. Well, are you setting yourself up with a structure that enables you to do your best? Thing number two, I do better work than low budget developers. Well, are your clients actually seeing the results, or are they only the kind of, is it only the kind of difference that technical folks like you and I would be able to perceive? You know, like, is it technical details that your clients don't understand and can't see, or are you actually getting results? You know, that's the difference that really is better. So does better mean technically better, or does better mean it's better for their business? That's the key to that second question. The third one is, I have years of experience. Well, what are you doing with that experience that actually benefits your client? Do those years of experience mean that you're just charging a higher hourly rate, or do those years of experience mean you're able to drive better results? So, and then thing number four is, I can meet face-to-face and in person. And so the two things behind that are, so what? You know, how often are you actually meeting face-to-face versus, you know, video chats, phone calls, whatever? But even more importantly than that, what are you doing in the meetings? Are you just showing up to say, yes, you can do stuff? Or are you showing up with authority, with expertise, with leadership, with vision? You know, with those types of things that's what actually it takes to draw your clients into the levels of success that they're counting on you for. And so that's the thing. So those are the four questions that people often answer. And those are the follow-ups that I have to see are you really having the impact you think with those answers? Or are you the kind of person who's going to show up and have that leadership and have that vision and have that expertise and those years of experience that actually matter in a way that your client is benefiting from? And can they just swap you out with somebody else and have the same impact? Or is working with you fundamentally different from all of the other low budget options? And so that's the kind of stuff that that I wanted to talk to you about today, because it's a difficult kind of a concept to kind of get your head around. And I understand that. So if you want help, if you want to kind of talk this through, then head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar, and you can pick a time and we can talk one-on-one about this and talk about your market, like the action for the people that you're working with and the types of services that you can offer. Let's talk about how you can structure that in a way to really take advantage of your heart, to want to do the best work that you can, the experience that you have doing it, and actually structure it in a way that attracts the clients that you want to work with at the prices you're really worth. And that will solve so many frustrations, because there's so many people out there that are like, man, I can really do this stuff. I've been doing it. Or I can do a great job. I just can't get my clients to see the value. And the reason they're not seeing the value is you're not showing them the value. You're showing them the cost, the expense. And I can help you restructure that in a way that gives you the opportunity to do your best work, because you're charging enough to actually invest your time and to being able to fully devote yourself to the project. And you're setting it up in such a way that enables you to continue working with your clients on an ongoing basis. So if that's the kind of thing that you want to learn how to do and you want some help doing it, then give me a call and we'll figure that out. And it'll be 45 minutes for free. We can talk through all this stuff. And then at the end of the call, if you want my help implementing this stuff into your business, we can talk about that too. If you don't want my help, that's totally fine too. But at least you'll be pointed in the right direction, at least to kind of draw yourself out of the, you know, basically to rise above the noise, to draw out of the pack. And so if that sounds good, head on over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar, pick a time that works for you. And then right after that, you'll see a little form with a couple questions. Give me a link to your website and a brief description of what your business is. And that way, when we get on the phone, it will be a 45 minutes packed with awesome stuff. So awesome, guys. So that's what we've got for today. And if you have any questions, go ahead and leave it in the comments. I'll be checking that out. And we'll be back together again on Thursday. And look forward to seeing you then. And until then, here's a high five. Boop. And yeah, definitely just put a comment in there and I'll know that you're here. And that really helps me to figure out, you know, who's showing up and all that stuff. So there we go. Awesome, guys. And I will catch up with you on Thursday. Thanks so much. Take care.